What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. Mike D'Attilio, along with now joined by the color analyst for the New Orleans Saints and a regular here on Sports Talk. In fact, I think we might have lost Deuce for a second. We'll try to get him right back. We'll have Deuce McAllister to come on with us, talk about this past weekend's game against the Arizona Cardinals and this coming week against the San Francisco 49ers, a team that is, man, they have a ton of injuries and at some crucial spots, too, because of the quarterback situation and how much they use George Kittle in that offense. He is the security blanket, so to speak, for Brock Purdy. And when he needs something downfield to move the chains or in the red zone, those eyes go directly toward George Kittle. And it's a team that traded Deebo Samuel in the offseason, still waiting for the return of Brandon Ayuk from his major knee injury he has. I think they hope to have him back sometime, that at least he'll play a little more than half the season. Juwan Jennings is another guy that has fought through a bunch of injuries for him. So this is a football club, but, you know, we talked about this yesterday with Mark Schlereff, that Mark brought up, man, something's not right there. When you have this 1 year is one thing, but this has been a host of injuries that have occurred to the 49ers units, both on offense and defense. I know they're an older team, but, man, they've had a ton of injuries there. And we'll see what happens here, but this is a great opportunity for the Saints to get a W. And, again, a week ago at this time, I wouldn't have said that. All right, we got Deuce McAllister on the line with us. Deuce, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
No problem at all, but appreciate you having me on, and I agree with you. This game was already interesting, but I thought that it was going to be one where the Saints almost had to play perfect, and not to say that they're not going to have to play almost perfect, but this game may be a lot more winnable than previously thought, you know, when you look at the schedule originally.
Yeah, Deuce, because of the fact, no matter what, okay, this next man up, okay, I never believed that. But, you know, okay, it's great for the coaches to tell other players that, and they tell it to the media and people repeat it. But the next guy, he ain't as good. That's bottom line. If he was as good or better, he'd be playing. He's watching. And for Mac Jones, we've seen the wild ride with him after really piecing it together his final season at Alabama. He becomes a first-round pick. Showed so much promise as a rookie. And then, Deuce, man, it's been a Mount Everest drop-off for him.
Been a Mount Everest drop-off for him. And, you know, even when you had Brock Purdy as a quarterback, not having Kittle takes away a little bit. But now you're going to have a backup quarterback and not have him. Now the wild card, and he will always be a wild card, is Christian McCaffrey. But if I am the Saints, I am treating Christian McCaffrey like teams treat Alvin himself, and Alvin Kamara. And basically by that, I'm putting eight in the box. And whenever he goes out, I have a man underneath. I have a safety over the top. And you're going to have to throw it to somewhere else. And it won't be your inside, your tight end, your blanket for you. You're going to either have to give it to one or two of the receivers that we're either bringing back or that is playing hurt, or, you know, it's got to be somebody else. And so no job is ever easy. But for this defense, it has to be to key in on Christian McCaffrey and not allow him to just be able to be Superman and beat you. And so you've got a lot, if you're the Saints, working in your favor, you know, because now I have a quarterback that's going on the road. He's making not his first start, but with his first start, you know, with that team and not having a lot of the weapons that he would normally have. I think that you will see somewhat of a condensed playbook, but they'll still run their plays. But, I mean, it's basically going to be the Saints defensively and the fans. They can make it really, really hard, you know, just to be able to be effective. And, you know, offensively, you've got to figure out a way to put some points on the board. I mean, because you're going to get any and everything from them defensively, knowing that they can't really give you a lot because their margin has shrunk so much offensively, defensively, because they don't have the weapons on the other side of the ball.
Deuce, the one thing with McCaffrey, throughout the years, even in Carolina and the games that he's played in San Francisco against the Saints, the Saints have done a decent job stopping him in the running game, where he's been a pain in the backside is as a receiver, just because he's a difficult matchup downfield. Just like what you brought up about Alvin Kamara, he is for other teams in that he is really a guy that he could run you up 130 yards total offense. But it might be, you know, 50 rushing or 60 rushing, you know, and 65 to 70 as a receiver. He's not been a dominant runner against the Saints. What he's been a dominant receiver.
No, I agree with you. I agree 100% with you. And I think, you know, that makes it even tougher. Think having a backup quarterback, it makes it, hey, that job, that pitcher has to change. And so maybe he likes the ball a little inside on this route. Maybe he likes the ball here or on this third step on this route. They have to figure out, how do I disrupt him? How do I make that timing just a little bit off, where I'm not only frustrating him, but I'm frustrating Matt Jones, because, you know, He's looking, I got to get the ball in hands. I can't hold it. I'm looking for him. This is his play. I have to get it out of my hand. And so that's where you have to kind of frustrate him and make sure if it's quick game, defensive, I'm getting my hands up. D-line, I'm getting my hands up. It may be Joe pressure, making him where that pressure is coming from. And, you know, guys have to be able to win.
Deuce, we're going to try to get back with you. We're going to try to get with you on a better line. We have breaking news and certainly a special report on the shooting and death of Charlie Kirk. And so we go to CBS News here.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL. We're going to get Deuce McAllister back with us. And as we, before we went to the special break here on the Big 870 on the shooting and the passing away of Charlie Kirk, Deuce was bringing up the fact that the stats show you that really McCaffrey's been such a pain in the backside to the Saints and to other teams. Catching the football, coming out the backfield. That is the stoppage. And I think we got Deuce back on the line with us. Deuce, without Deebo Samuel and due to the injury to Brandon Ayuk and now the injury to George Kittle, well, he'll be out for a few weeks. Man, the circle around McCaffrey is going to be large, that he becomes the guy you want to stop. Now, it'll be interesting to see what happens with their former first-round pick from Florida, Pearsall, and he also has had a wild run in the NFL, kind of a surprise where he went late in round one. I think most people thought he was more of a mid-second-round pick, but the 49ers really liked him, and he was involved in a shooting incident. His rookie season missed a lot of time, and he's had a host of injuries. That's a lot that's going to be put on McCaffrey. And how much are we going to see of Brian Robinson, who they made a trade with to acquire from the Washington Commanders right before the start of the season to help McCaffrey out, especially in the running game?
Mike, for me, I'm putting Alonte Taylor on Pearsall. I am putting him on to follow him everywhere he goes on the field. And basically, from that standpoint on, all eyes, they go to McCaffrey. Everybody else, your job is to stop McCaffrey. Any other player on that field, we should be able to slow down. But Pearsall, Alonte Taylor, he goes left, you got him. He goes right, you got him. He's in the slot, you got him. Everybody else, your job is to stop McCaffrey. After that, you know, you kind of let the chips fall where they may.
One of the things, too, is on defense, they still have two star players. When you look at Nick Bosa coming off the edge as a pass rusher and the development of Fred Warner at linebacker, I remember LSU opens a regular season against BYU, and Coach Ogeron was still at LSU. He was kind of early in his head coaching career, and he told me, man, watch the guy, and he flung me the number. He's like, man, he's all over the field. It's almost like they got two of them. And he really developed that final season, ended up being a pretty high pick. But, boy, he has really turned out to be not a good linebacker in this league, one of the elite linebackers in the National Football League in Fred Warner.
Mike, I'm going to be honest, defensively, for the Saints offense, I don't have answers for you yet. I don't have the answer.
I get
for
it.
You yet. I mean, and that's just you've got Fred. You've got a linebacker as well. I think it's D. Winters who is flying all over the field, and then you've got Bosa looking like the early Bosa in his career, and he moves to both left and right side at times. You'll probably see him inside, and so you know, new defensive coordinator Robert Saleh, he does a outstanding job. They're going to press you. They are going to try to get you in one-on-one situations, and they are going to press you. And so I don't have the answer yet for how the Saints have to be able to attack them. But one is not turning the ball over, no doubt about that. But you've got to be able to attack them. I don't know if it's just with the run and go 12 personnel or 13 personnel and try to get double teams up front and just say, hey, we're going to get movement, and at some point one of these runs will pop. Or spreading them out is risky, because if I do spread them out, I better be able to say I can get the ball out of my quarterback's hand quickly, or I can win and get separation from the receiver's standpoint. So there's a couple different ways that you will have to go. I just don't know the complete answer yet on which is the best way to go.
I know one thing in Robert Saleh's defense, he likes you to spread him out. You know why? Because he thinks he's got the athletes on defense that can attack those open spots, get into those gaps, and make a play. So I don't know about spreading them out. I think what you bring up, maybe the two tight end offense, that might be something to keep an eye on, and them elevating Jack Stahl may be part of that.
Well, no, I get it. I mean, but for the Saints, to me, I have to be able to use their speed. And so if I'm going to use their speed, it's going to be by spreading you out. Now, I can go 13, and I can put one of my fast guys out there as a single receiver, and yep. Now he's matched up where I can block him up, and I can take a shot down the field. But at the same time, I can't allow you to play 10 to 12 yards off just because you're going to bring pressure on me. I can get in a reduced split and be able to at least on the outside slow those guys down. That puts a lot of pressure on my inside guys as far as my guards and my center, but you've got to be able to hold up where my quarterback can at least let something downfield develop. I mean, because I have to be able to use the speed of my receivers. I can't allow you to dictate how we're going to play this game. I don't want to play the game from the receivers from the 1 to 10 yard line. That game has to be able to be pushed out to where you're taking advantage of the middle of the field, and that being 12 to 18 yards down the field.
Deuce, one of the things in this game, and man, I think he's taken a lot of criticism, and it's unjust, is Spencer Rattler. I thought he played a solid game. He did what the game plan wanted him to do. One of the things is I would have liked to see them throw the ball deeper downfield to try to hit a couple big plays, and that didn't really happen in this game.
No, but there was a couple opportunities they wanted to, and they didn't you didn't either trust it or you didn't get the look that you wanted on some of those explosives. I did like the deep outs that they threw to Rashid. They threw also one to Olave. That was a nice throw. It was on time, and both of those guys can catch those type of throws. But you've got to be able to hit some corner routes, you know, and everything doesn't have to be plus 40 down the field.
Right.
I mean,
right.
If you're working over 20 yards, I'm fine with that. But I cannot allow those corners to kind of squat and play the game at 10 yards to 14 yards and everything in, because now they're going to sit on routes. They're going to sit on the sticks, or they're going to sit on routes. And, you know, that's not using one of the biggest assets that our receivers have, and that's speed. And so you have to be able to take advantage of the speed that they have. And the other part of it is I think that, you know, there may be some matchups that we can exploit from not only from a talent standpoint, but if you don't block them up front, it doesn't really matter. I mean, because that will be the most important part of it. And Spencer, he played well for me. He did play well. The only thing I didn't like was, I think, what is it, 46 passing attempts?
Yeah.
That number has to be down. I mean, that's probably about 10 too many. And it's not because he can't handle it, but for your team to be successful, one, you've got to eliminate some of the penalties, because now you're putting yourself behind the sticks and the chains where I can't necessarily run it on early downs. And even if I only get 2 to 3 yards on first down, it's okay to run it again on second down. I mean, because you have to be able to get third and manageable or third and short situations where my quarterback every time is just not drop back pass. The other part of it, and it may just be game plan specific, is moving the pocket a little bit for the quarterback. You know, and so whether it's a bootleg or whether it's actual rolling the pocket, letting him be able to see half the field, taking some shots and do some different things. I know at one point they only ran one screen. I would like to see some more screens. The screen that they did try to run, I think they got an illegal man down the field, and that was just because they did a did a good job of reading it, and Alvin was not able to get out as far as to get out on the screen. But they've got to add some of those things into the mix.
Deuce, you can't have 13 penalties and win. And you really had 16. They declined three of them. But you can't have 13 penalties in a game and win. And that's a lot of times a focus, understanding what you got to do on each play. The biggest negative for me from that game was that you had that many penalties. And look, it took away a little bit from what happened with the Cardinals. They had 9. That's a high number also.
A lot of it also is, you've got to be able to lock in and focus, like you said. But also, when you don't play a full game, and this is no knock on how they're doing it, it's just the rules, because the Saints were not alone. The Titans also had, I think, 13 penalties. But
yes.
When guys don't play a lot, you kind of get lackadaisical on the nuances and the smallest of things. And those small things, guess what they do? They end up costing you. And they cost you yards and, potentially – they led to, 7 points in a way, 13 penalties, 89 yards, almost that's right at 100. When you talk about hidden yardage, it just adds up.
Deuce, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Really appreciate it. One quickie for you. Is Ole Miss going to beat Arkansas this week?
You should beat Arkansas. I hadn't really followed it, man. I've been all over the place, but you should beat Arkansas. You should beat Arkansas. You're coming off an emotional game on the road, but you're at home now. I don't know how healthy your quarterback is. That'll be something to kind of monitor. A game may be a little bit closer than it should be, but yeah, you should beat them.
Arkansas got one hell of a quarterback too. That Treylon Reed kid from Boise State, pretty doggone good. Deuce, thanks so much for joining us, bud. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
All righty. Deuce McAllister was the color analyst here for All Saints football games. Joins us weekly here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. When we come back, we'll have on with us Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports. Talk a little bit of LSU and Tulane right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.